This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Commander's rookie mini camp has just completed. We've got shirts to talk about, we got hats, we've got numbers, but most of all, we've got highlights to include the most insane one-handed catch. You're gonna want to stick around for that here on Ref the District. Let's go. Greetings and salutations, and welcome to this Commander's rookie mini camp update here on Ref the District. I am the Stoner. We are a proud member of the Believe Network, and I really appreciate everybody here checking us out on Ref the District. We're here all the time. We're going to give you always the best news and updates from Commander's Land. It's a great time. It's a new beginning here in Washington with a whole new staff and a new quarterback and rookies, and it's just a great time to be a Commander's fan, and I'm glad you're here to watch it with us here on Ref the District. Make sure you hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. We do not take you all for granted. We appreciate every one of you all, but I want to try something different this time. Look, we're part of the Believe Network, right? We are a top 10 show on the Believe Network of more than 700 shows that they have on YouTube. Where we're not top 10 is on the audio downloads. So do us all a favor for this episode. Show Believe that we have a loyal following and that we all are big Commanders fans here. Go to wherever you get your audio podcasts. Give us a rating. Give us a review. 5 stars, hopefully. Give us a review. You know, if you don't like the Stoner, say it. If you love Nathan and Trev, say it. Just do something to let them know that you are checking us out and hit that auto download. You don't even have to listen. Just watch us on YouTube. Download automatically. Everybody's happy. Let's try that. Appreciate everybody for checking in. Let's get to the big stuff because, listen, there is a lot of cool stuff to talk about here. We've got to talk about Dan Quinn's shirt. We've got to talk about Cliff Kingsbury's hat. We got to talk about JD5's new number, 5, obviously. But we got to talk about the highlights and that insane one-handed catch. You don't want to miss that. So we will get to that here shortly. But let's talk about a little bit here of what a rookie mini camp was all about, who was there, why it took place, all of that good stuff. And we're going to do that first by talking to you about the rookie mini camp attendees. There were a lot of familiar faces, of course, because we just had the draft, right? So all the draft picks were there. That includes 22 draft picks and undrafted free agents from this year. You can see the list right here, all the attendees. Those are all on the right-hand side. Also on that right-hand side, you're going to see 4 familiar names who were undrafted free agents from 2023 that felt, hey, we're committed. We're going to be here for this rookie mini camp because we never got to see the field. We were on the practice squad all last year, and that includes Kaz Allen, Bryson Tremaine, Mason Brooks, who was, really looked at last year as being a guy that we thought maybe was going to do something on the offensive line, never even sniffed the field, and cornerback Nick Whiteside. So these guys who all came back from last year's undrafted free agent class and decided to participate this year and basically in just hopes of making an impression and being a part of the Commanders family. So good on them. And you also have 9 tryout players. That's the folks on screen left to my right over that way all the way at the very end. And those are guys who are just in for tryouts. Look, they're just out there doing what they can to somehow break into the league. So that is 35 guys who were at this rookie minicamp. And Dan Quinn got to take a look at them, all the coaches and everything. And look, what is great about these mini camps is that you get to take a look at these rookies that you drafted and see how they fit in with each other and see what they are on the field now. You've seen them on tape. You've talked to them. You've scouted them. You've done everything you can with your homework. Now you see them on the field. Now you see them with that Commander's W on the side. All of that, that old good Commander's W right there on the side. So once they got out there at the beginning of camp, before we get to some of the crazier stuff that happened, let's talk about the very beginning on Friday and what took place. Here is the video of what I just like to call a hype session. Never seen this before, by the way. I've never seen this. Just hype. Yeah, I've never seen anything like that. And listen, what that is it's team building. It's chemistry building. It's brotherhood. There's nothing like being a part of a team. And when you get all these guys together, you're finding out what their commitment level is. And when you get into that group setting and you're all just really hype about the start of camp and new beginning here in Washington, all of that, and it just explodes into something like that. And I thought that was really cool. Is that going to have an effect, a direct effect on a play that happens in November? Is that going to have a direct effect on whether or not Jalen Daniels can pick up a 3rd and 4 in November against the Eagles on the road? No, but it can have an indirect effect. It can have a psyche effect. Like I said, a brotherhood, a trust in those guys, a chemistry, just a way of guys coming together and being part of something that's bigger than them. The sum of the parts are great. The whole part, you know what I'm saying? I don't know the cliche, but everybody working together, doing their part to become a successful organization, to become a successful team. And I love to see stuff like that. I don't think it's going to, like I said, have a direct effect, but it can have a indirect effect that is good for this organization, good for this team. So I was really happy to see that. All right, so let's go to the next thing here, and that's the shirt that Dan Quinn is wearing. Oh my goodness, did that cause everybody in and around Commander's Land to lose their minds, which I don't know if that was his intention or not. It's been broken down. It's been talked about. Everybody looks at it from one angle or another. Dan Quinn wears a Commander's shirt with a W that has the feathers. I'm not going to get into whether or not the team should do this or shouldn't do that. I'm just trying to get into whether Dan Quinn knew what he was doing. There is no doubt that this organization is trying to have a connection to the past. There's no doubt about that. The past in terms of players and culture and guys who helped build this franchise, the Darryl Green getting his number retired, just different things like that, the alumni stuff that they have going on now. You hear it from a lot of the players, the ex-players who are talking about how they feel welcome now, because Darryl Green didn't feel welcome. Doc Walker's talked about it. Anthony Armstrong has talked about it. Gary Clark has talked about it. A lot of these guys are talking about it. And I don't know if this was intentional. Some people have posited that it was Dan Quinn or was the ownership kind of putting a little test out there to see what the reaction of the fans would be if they went back to something like this. That's not for me to say whether or not they should go back to that. or whether they will go back to that. But I just don't know if Dan Quinn knew what he was doing, because he hasn't been here that long. He's been here a few months, but has he been here long enough to be able to tease everybody, to troll people? That's the word I'm looking for. Has he been here long enough to feel that it's okay to start trolling people with that? I don't know, but I thought it was a pretty cool shirt. There's a lot of bootleg sites out there that say they're selling. The only one that I would say that if you want to get that shirt, Breaking Tea is the only one that I'm aware of that is not a scam site. They're not officially licensed to sell those with the W, but they do sell all kinds of stuff. So you can get it there at Breaking Tea. I thought it was a pretty cool thing that he did, but the name, the logo, the references, all that is just one side or the other. Do what you got to do, Commanders fans, in terms of what side you want to be on. I'm on the side that wins. Not the side that wins in this debate, the side that wins in football games. That's the side I'm on. Next thing is Cliff Kingsbury's hat. What's going on with that hat? I'm not going to talk too much about his hat. I don't know about that hat. Good hat? Bad hat? Looking at it right there? I'm not real sure about the hat. So you got the shirt, you got the hat, and of course you've got Jaden Daniels with the number 5, of course. You saw the video from Tress Way. It was a big deal to Tress Way. He almost didn't give up his number, but he did, but he was very emotional about it. But he did something that is awesome. They came to an agreement, whatever that agreement is. The team wasn't involved, which is the part I really like. And they handled it themselves. Jaden Daniels is number 5. We don't know what Tress Way's number will be. I'm guessing he's going to go back to his college number, which is 36. But we'll see. He's got a lot of choices and numbers. Good on Tress Way. Good on Jaden Daniels. All of them involved. Jaden Daniels did not seem entitled about the number. He's very humble when he got the number from Tress Way. So all is good in Commanders lands in terms of the numbers. So now let's get to the on the field stuff, right? What we saw on the field. I've been telling y'all to kind of wait on what happens with this catch, because you're going to want to see this catch if you haven't seen it. But I'm betting that when you see the catch, you're going to fall in love with the player. So if you do want to bet on whether or not this guy can make the team, I don't know if that prop bet's out there, but listen, go to Bet Online for all of your betting needs. Baseball's in full swing, playoffs in the NBA and the NHL. You've got the UFL, the United Football League. I don't know if anybody's watching. I'm not really watching because it doesn't do anything for me. But if you want to bet on any of those games, prop bets, golf, you got the PGA coming up. Do you got the PGA or the US Open coming up this weekend? Anyway, in golf, you've got a major coming up this weekend. You got the Preakness. That's a big one coming up very soon. The Kentucky Derby winner is running in that. If you want to make those bets, be sure to go to Bet Online and make all your bets there. If you go there now and you sign up and you haven't signed up before, they give you a 50% sign up bonus. So make sure you do that. Or Bet Online, where the game starts. Okay, so we got to check out this catch. And first I'm going to tell you who the catch is, was made by. And that's Marcus Rosemy Jack Saint, who's an undrafted free agent wide receiver out of Georgia. Look, his numbers were not great. His RAS numbers were not great. That's why he wasn't drafted. But the Commanders did sign him to a undrafted free agent contract. I don't know if he'll ever make the team. It looks like he's obviously got some hands on him. So here is the catch that I've been referring to for so long. If you haven't seen it, this is a one-handed catch by Marcus Rosemy Jack Saint, who's obviously got a pair of hands on him, right? And just watching this kind of over and over, it's just very impressive what he's been able to do here. He could be one of those guys. I mean, look, he's a bigger receiver, right? He's 6'2", 220-ish. Someone or 200, not 220. So he's a taller receiver. But just to kind of watch this over and over, this one-handed insane catch by Rosemy Jack Saint. Pretty impressive by him. So, yeah, that's something that happened on the field, which was really impressive to watch. I love what he brings. I don't know if he's going to battle. He's going to be what we call District Diamond. District Diamond is the guy who everybody – falls in love with in training camp, but really isn't that good to make the roster. Guys like Jarrett Patterson, Samus Reyes, you know, guys like that who Mason Brooks last year, right, is a guy who was mauling guys in practice, but obviously never even made the 53. But maybe that was a deal with the evaluators at the time, because the offensive line wasn't very good, as we know, last year. So that's what a district diamond is, somebody who just kind of stands out in camp. I remember Terrell Pryor when he made a ridiculous catch one year, and he actually had a pretty decent year as a receiver here in Washington, but wasn't all that, and he was only here for one year. So maybe that's what Rosamie Jack Saint is going to end up being here in Washington, just a district diamond, just a guy who has a highlight catch, and then you never hear from him again, basically. The next thing to talk about here is something that is not great, right? And that is, of course, if you see in the background of this picture, all the way in the back, and that is, of course, Johnny Newton with his left foot in a boot. So he did not participate in camp, in the rookie mini camp, because of this issue with his boot. And it's, I mean, with his foot or his toe specifically. But he didn't practice this whole time, right? And this is a red flag, because this is not the same foot that he had a problem with at Illinois. So he's already had surgery on the right foot. Now he's going to end up having surgery on the left foot. I'm not freaking out about it, believe it or not. As much as I didn't like the pick in terms of taking a defensive tackle in the second round, now that he's on this squad, I'm going to back him with my full support. I will be critical when I see that it's needed. But in this case, I don't see that it's needed. It's May. Talk to me again when we go to camp in late July, and if he's still in a boot or not practicing, then we got problems. But right now, I do not see it as an issue with Johnny Newton and his foot issue. And then the last thing we're going to talk about here, of course, is Jaden Daniels and his connection really with Luke McCaffrey. Now, it seems to be getting reported out there that there's already this sort of chemistry with those two. Well, I have to tell you, Terry McLaurin's not out there. Jahan Dotson's not out there at minicamp. So he's going to have a connection with somebody. And he seems to have a connection with Luke McCaffrey. Take it for what it's worth. I love Luke McCaffrey. I think he's going to be, he's not going to be a difference maker in terms of being this great receiver. He's going to be a difference maker for this offense. He's going to do something, and he's going to be somebody we haven't seen here in a long time. And that's a big receiver, a slot guy most of the time, who's going to find those open holes in the zones. He's a former quarterback. He understands what the quarterback is looking at when he's going out there to make his routes. And so I'm really excited about him. So I'm going to bring that up here. I'm going to bring up the sort of connections here between Jaden Daniels and Luke McCaffrey. And you'll see him running around here. I'm a big fan of Luke McCaffrey. I think he's going to be a fantastic draft pick. Jaden Daniels obviously is going to be Jaden Daniels. And if you want more Jaden Daniels, tomorrow Nathan is going to give you an entire breakdown of just Jaden Daniels at minicamp. I gave you kind of an overview here of the entire camp, who was there, the rookies, the controversies with the shirt and the crazy hat and Johnny Newton and the hype that's going around with this team. And tomorrow, check it out on Tuesday, Nathan will have a full breakdown of Jaden Daniels at minicamp. So appreciate, again, once again, everybody, if you're still here, if you're still here and you haven't hit that like button, please do that. Please hit that subscribe button. This is what we do. We love to do it. And we'd like to see our work kind of pay off a little bit. But as I said earlier, go to where you download your audio podcasts and download Ref the District. Get those auto downloads. Leave a rating and review. We have 5 reviews on our Apple podcasts. We need more reviews from y'all, okay, to go in there and write something. Again, you can write Stoner's an idiot, Nathan's amazing, Trev is awesome, whatever it is, just let the Believe Network know that you are listening, that you are watching. We don't take you all for granted, and we appreciate everything you do. This has been a rookie minicamp update here on Ref the District. We are presented by Bet Online and the Believe Network. And until next time, and always, be a fan.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.